You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Colorado Rockies. Hello, everybody. I am Allison Twitter from MLB.com, and we are just underway with the regular season. And we have some fun things to talk about with Thomas Harding, who covers the Rockies for MLB.com and just covered those undefeated Colorado Rockies. So break up the Rockies, Thomas. What in the world happened in Milwaukee?
I'll tell you what, for them to come here and win three games, let's face it, it's only happened, I think, three other times in their history that they've won their first three games. So to do it on the road, what it means is there are 159 more games left. That's what it really means. But to get off to a good start is a great thing for this club. After last season with all the injuries and all the disappointment and just plain losing baseball, it's good to put a new look on this season.
And the fact that they had a good showing on the road, and like you said, there's 159 games. Obviously, if this is just a three-game stretch in the middle of the season, it doesn't get as much attention. But really, I mean, the Rockies are kind of known for, you know, strong home showing, not so good on the road. So I guess that's a pretty good sign that they went into Milwaukee and were able to do this.
That's right. I mean, you know, 18 more road wins than they matched last year's total. So this is something that is good for this club. They went franchise worst 21-60 on the road last year. Last year they did win eight road games in April, and then they struggled after that. But, you know, to come out and get a sweep on the road and do it the way that they did it, with Kyle Kendrick pitching so well in the opener and also the bullpen doing well. Jordan Lyles pitched well, I thought, in the second game. Eddie Butler, he battled considering that he hadn't thrown a lot. So they pitched decently. They hit for power. They hit for doubles. And at times they executed. Didn't execute as well consistently, but when you can hit doubles the way this team has and also hit home runs the way that they did in the third game in Milwaukee with three of them, then sometimes you can cover for lack of execution. That's what usually happens at home. But so to see that on the road is a pretty good sign.
Yeah, so they tied a record, a major league record, with 12 doubles through the first two games. So the only other team to do that was the 1912 Giants, who we all remember very well. What did the players say after that second game? Did they have anything to say on that?
Yeah, quite a bit. And a lot of it had to do with, it happening on the road. Troy Tulowitzki had a quip about it, like, yeah, you know, everybody says we hit at home, not on the road, so it's nice to happen. But what I'm seeing out of this team is when they have everybody in their lineup, they believe that they can hit on anyone, anywhere. And that's the attitude that they have to have. This team isn't known for pitching. They pitched well here, but, you know, a lot of people are wondering exactly what's going to happen pitching-wise. But everybody believes on this team that they can score a whole lot of runs with the lineup that they have. And around baseball, too, they're like, yeah, this team may be lightly regarded as far as the people predicting stuff, but, man, look at that offense. And when they go out and they do that in the first three games on the road, and if they can do that with some consistency, then other teams have to take notice. And certainly when they come to Coors Field, that's a team capable of dominating there. And if you dominate at home and play break-even baseball on the road, the history of this franchise has shown that you have a chance to do something at the end of the year.
So what did you think about how the rotation did shape up? The last time we talked, there were no definitive answers to how the rotation was going to shake out. So it looks like it's Kendrick, Lyles, Matzik, Butler, possibly De La Rosa targeting a return in the next week or so. So were there any surprises kind of coming when they set the final roster, and what did you think about that?
I wouldn't say total surprises, but the confidence in Eddie Butler is something that I found refreshing, because generally when you have a really young pitcher like that, sometimes you'll want to go with a veteran type. Even if it's one of those veterans that isn't highly regarded out there. But instead, they decided that they were going to go with the talent of Eddie Butler, a guy who can run the ball up there at 96 miles an hour, but also sink it. And in his performance in the third game, he got six ground ball outs and five strikeouts, went 5 2/3 innings, but he had only thrown 29 pitches in the previous 2 weeks because he had some shoulder issues in spring training. So that says a lot about their thought process, that they're going to they're not afraid to go with their younger guys, and certainly the way he pitched has got to be something to build on for the Rockies.
So let's talk a little bit about the franchise four. So what we have is a new initiative for Major League Baseball. It's very cool. It's everyone always talks about the Mount Rushmore. You know, who would the Mount Rushmore for your team be? So they're not calling it Mount Rushmore, but they are calling it the franchise four. So basically, fans are invited to vote online on MLB.com for who they feel are the four most impactful players in the history of their franchise. And with the Rockies, it's interesting because the Rockies are such a young club. They haven't they've only been around for 20 years, 22 years, I guess. And but the list, you know, you look at this and it's like, that's a pretty good list of players. So let's give the rundown here: Dante Bichette, Vinny Castilla, Andrés Galarraga, Carlos Gonzalez, Todd Helton, Matt Holliday, Troy Tulowitzki, and Larry Walker. So, Thomas, who are your four?
Okay, first of all, you look at that list and you go back to our conversation. These are eight guys that can hit. Where's the pitcher on that list? You know, that kind of
right.
sums up what this franchise has been about and playing at Coors Field and the difficulty of developing pitchers. I mean, these are guys you'd want in your lineup at any point. I would have to say that Todd Helton would be at the top of my list of Rockies, which is hard to do because I watched Larry Walker, at least the end of his time here, I covered it, and Larry Walker was a wonderful talent. But for a guy that spent his entire career there would be Todd Helton. Then Larry Walker. After that, I've got to put Troy Tulowitzki up there, and who knows what will happen as the years go on. It's very difficult, though, for me at the fourth guy. I look at Dante Bichette and Vinny Castilla, what they did in the early parts of this franchise. Carlos Gonzalez is a wonderful talent, Matt Holliday also, but Matt Holliday is almost more associated with the St. Louis Cardinals now. I'm going to go with Vinny Castilla as my fourth, though. I mean, here was a guy who came here, a shortstop from the Atlanta Braves, and had a long career, came back at the end of his career twice, actually, and contributed. I think late in his career, he ended up leading the National League in RBI. So I'm going to go with Vinny Castilla as my fourth.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how this voting shakes out because it sort of targets a younger generation. I mean, it's all online, and you know, young people are on their mobile phones, and they're going to be very into this. And you just wonder, I mean, not so much in terms of the Rockies, because they haven't been around that long, but it'll be interesting to see with some of the other teams who their final four are, because there's some, you know, amazing players from 60 years ago who are going to might get trumped a little bit by, you know, a player who's been, like, really good in the last 15 years. So I would think that Tulowitzki has a leg up on a lot of these guys on this list, which is probably justified. But still, his story hasn't been completed yet. So, you know, maybe he shouldn't be on that list of Final Four.
Well, if you look, though, Tulowitzki, he came up as a rookie in, 2007. He's only 30 right. years old now. And you look at some of the accomplishments, the Gold Gloves, the MVP-type seasons, the type of seasons that would get you an MVP. Of course, there have been a lot of abbreviated parts of seasons, and that's been mm-hmm. the issue with him. But, you know, I don't have a problem with putting him up there just because of the incredible talent and the immediate impact that he had on this franchise. You're right. There are going to be some teams that that are going to – Some of the players are going to get lost in this, and I'm actually looking at the 60s and 70s era where they could get lost, because what happens a lot of times, the players of an even earlier era, they are such legends that people are hearing about them when they're children. You know, Joe DiMaggio, 56-game hitting streak, Jackie Robinson, guys like Walter Johnson even. I mean, when you go way back with a franchise, and these guys are such legends, but the guys who played maybe a little bit before the cell phones and computers and things like that, like, for instance, with the Houston Astros, a guy like a J.R. Richard, some of the guys that played for the Baltimore Orioles teams in the 60s and 70s, like Paul Blair. You know, are they going to get the support that their careers deserve?
Yeah, and probably not, but it's still going to be. It's great. I think it's great for the game to just have these conversations. There's going to be a lot of people talking about it leading up to the All-Star game when they reveal all this. So it's a lot of fun to hash out. And, Thomas, thank you so much.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.